Welcome back to episode 10 of Shloshim Yom Kedem HaChag. Today we will continue discussing dealing with the chametz of a non-Jew in your home, chametz of your worker, and also chametz of your behema, how to deal with feeding your animal chametz on Pesach. You're allowed to allow a non-Jew to eat chametz in your home. You just must be careful to clean up after him very well, that there should not be any crumbs left over once he's done. You should also be careful that once he leaves, he takes any chametz that is left over along with him. It's usher to eat with a non-Jew chametz on the same table, even if you have a hefsek mappa, meaning you're eating on a tablecloth and he's not, even on a long table, even if you don't know this non-Jew at all, where there's no concern that you may come to eat from his food, forgetting it's Pesach, and eat chametz, it's still usher because maybe a piece of his chametz will get mixed up into the food of the non-Jew. A non-Jew who brings a present of chametz to a Jew on Pesach, the Yisrael should not accept the present because of the Isser of Bal Yeruah. Even if it's the last day of Pesach and Chutz La'aretz, it is still Aser. It's Aser as well to show any type of willingness that you want this chametz. For example, you can't tell the non-Jew to put the chametz down in that specific area of my home, because then Chatzere Kainer Lo, his Chatzer is Kainer for him, and he's over in Bal Yeruah. Mash'enken, if he doesn't show any willingness to accept the chametz, is not megala das that he wants the chametz, then mistama we say he doesn't want to be kind of the iser, and his chatzar will not be kind of for him against his will. However, it's much better to say beferush explicitly, I don't want that my rishos should be kind of the chametz. And when he says this, even if he shows the guy a place to put down the chametz, it's mutter. In all situations, he needs to make a mechitza in front of the chametz if it's chol hamoed, if it's Shabbos or Yontif, to cover it with a kli. Now let's discuss the chametz of your employee who you are obligated to feed. It's usher for Yisrael to allow his worker or his eved in the times of Chazal, who you're obligated to feed, to bring chametz into your home because of maris ayin. Because there's a concern that it looks like you are feeding chametz to your eved. It's usher to tell a guy, take this money and buy yourself chametz. Even a nachri da alma, even a random non-Jew who you're not obligated to feed, you cannot say, here's money and buy yourself chametz, because since the Yisrael is giving money to the non-Jew to buy chametz, it looks as if he's a shliach to buy chametz, and that is usher on Pesach. However, it's mutter to say, here's money and go buy food. Since you didn't tell him explicitly to buy chametz, even if he's obligated to feed him and he knows that he'll buy chametz, it's mutter. It's also mutter to tell him, take your own money and buy yourself chametz. There are those that permit telling an eved, say ukne chametz v'ani pereya, go buy chametz and I'll pay. Since the Yisrael did not yet pay anything to the store owner, it's not considered his own chametz. However, there are those that say that it's usher, because since the chenveni is giving the chametz to the non-Jew, al das, that the Yisrael is going to pay him back, the chenveni becomes the shliach of the Yisrael, and it's as if the Yisrael is feeding his Ever Chametz, B'yadayim, Yisrael is being Nene from the Chametz. It's proper to be Choshish for this Shita by an Ever that you're obligated to feed. Rather, the best thing to do is give him cash, let him buy whatever he likes, and then there's not going to be any problems. Everyone agrees. If you gave money to the store owner, you gave him cash up front, then the Chenveni is a Shliach, and he's not allowed to give food to the Eved when he comes. Again, this is where you give the money to the store owner and say, when my Eved comes, give him chametz. That's usher because the chenveni is a shliach and it's usher. Even where the Yisrael is not paying any money at all, it's usher for him to take chametz in his hands in order to give to his Eved, because then he's being kaina the chametz. Let's discuss feeding your behema chametz on Pesach. It's usher for a person to feed his behema chametz on Pesach. And even if the behema is not his, because he's having hana of fulfilling his ratzin to feed a behema, it is also usher for you to give your behema to a guy in order that the guy should feed the behema on Pesach, if you know that the nachri will be feeding the behema chametz, because you're being nene from the chametz, that the guy is being mafatim and keeping your behema alive. However, if you don't know that the guy is feeding the behema chametz, you're allowed to give the behema to the guy. You don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to feed him chametz. Also, those that give their animals to a non-Jew to take care of the animals way before Pesach, and the non-Jew is feeding the animal from his own food, as long as there was no condition that the Nachri must feed the behema chametz, it's mutter even though you know that he's feeding him chametz. In a situation where there's no other way for you to take care of your behema without feeding the behemah chametz. The minhag is to sell the behemah to a non-Jew through the kinyanim that are necessary. The behemah should be by the nachri on Pesach, or the nachri should own the area where the behemah is staying over Pesach. On Pesach, the nachri should feed the animal, and the Yisrael should not have any esek with the behemah. It's usher to tell the guy to feed the behemah chametz. This is all talking about where the nachri has his own food. But if the nachri doesn't have his own food, and you also want to sell food to the nachri, there are those that say it's usher to sell to the same nachri the behemah and the chametz, because then it looks like a harama, that you're selling the behemah only in order that the nachri should feed the behemah chametz on Pesach. So then you have to sell the food to a separate nachri. However, you're allowed to be the agent and tell the non-Jew who bought the behemah that he could go buy food by this other non-Jew. The minhag is that even if you don't normally feed the animal chametz gomer, rather you give it a grain. And now there's a concern that when the animal eats from this grain, the saliva of the animal will make the grain chametz. You should also sell the behemah to a non-Jew. And as with everything, you should contact the rabbinic authority how to deal with your pets on Pesach. One last machlokes achronim is a mutter to drink milk of a behemah that ate chametz on Pesach, even if the animal belongs to a non-Jew. Prima Gadim says that it's only mutter if you milk the animal 24 hours after the animal stopped eating chametz. So those that are more mekel and say that even if the animal ate chametz within 24 hours, as long as the animal also ate baboikir u ba'erev dvarim ha-mutarim, it's mutter for you to drink the milk that came from that animal.